Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Knicks don't have a plan. When you go out there and get denied from Ime Udoka and the Rockets, when you get denied with Chris Finch, and that was a report last night, Francesa had that report, I believe, first, talking about the Knicks asked permission to speak to Chris Finch, and they were denied. And then today, the one that we kind of thought was the most likely of the hires, there was a report from Winhurst earlier in the week talking about there was mutual intrigue between Jason Kidd and the Knicks. And now today, just, you know, whatever, a half hour ago, we find out that the Knicks were denied yet again to speak to Dallas Mavericks head coach Jason Kidd.
Now, things are going well. Listen, this is a little circus here. There's no way around it. We are past the conjecture point because you're right. And we had healthy conversations. I stood one side. You stood the other. I thought the Knicks should have fired. You thought fired Tom Thibodeau. You disagreed. That was a very fair and good conversation because there was merit to both sides. What we're going through right now is worrisome because this is directly shouting from the top of the mountain that this was the owner. And anytime the Knicks have gotten in trouble in the past, it's when James Dolan intervened and put his fingerprints on things he knows nothing about. Now, that doesn't mean that this can't wind up in a good place, almost maybe by accident. Maybe they say, hey, you know what? Let's go with Mike Malone. He's won a championship. Hey, you know what? We like Johnny Bryant. He was here on the staff previously. He's young. He's innovative. Let's go with him, and it works out. I'm not saying that it can't work out. I'm not saying that this is the end of the Knicks here, but this is the first time, in years where they've kind of felt like the Knicks that we hate.
Yeah, I told you. The crack in the foundation. There's no way you could deny how we feel today about the Knicks as a whole, not about their championship chance. Like, eventually they'll hire a head coach. Who that is, we still don't know. But and we'll see what players they bring in. So it's not about they're going to take a step backwards on the court, but how you feel about the organization today versus how you did a week ago or when Tom Thibodeau, before he got fired, it's night and day. It is back to the doubt, the circus type stuff that you're talking about now. With that being said, I still don't fully believe this was all Dolan. And I still don't fully believe they're not getting Jason Kidd. Like, this is just the first denial. There are some reports that are saying the Knicks still feel like, okay, even though the first, you know, no has taken place here, they don't feel like it's been ruled out. I don't know what the hell to believe other than
I don't think they've asked Dallas yet, by the way, just to be clear. I don't think they've actually asked permission. The reports are is that Dallas has kind of leaked out. Well, they can ask us, but we're not going to allow them to do it.
Oh, I thought the report was definitively that they were denied. I thought that Shams had that they were denied.
Shams had that
today.
Okay, because either way.
Yeah, Mark Stein as well. I'm just seeing this.
Stein.
Knicks have now formally requested permission to speak with Mavericks coach Jason Kidd, and the request was denied by Dallas.
But either way, this just looks very, very sloppy. There is no way you can tell me that there was a plan here. Because if there was a plan, you don't ask three different teams if you could talk to their coach. That's why I think it was much more Dolan, if not all Dolan. Leon Rose is too smart to make a big move like this and not have things lined up. This strikes me as the owner getting a little petulant, a little frisky, little power driven and saying, here's what's happening. Now go figure it out.
That makes sense, but there were contradicting reports. And also, so I don't know what to believe. Yeah, honestly, well. I'm trying to follow. My initial gut instinct was exactly what you said, because I couldn't believe that Leon Rose is going to move on from his good friend, Tom Thibodeau, who, by the way, is not just his buddy. Like, he had success. Look at the list of coaches who are available right now. Tell me who's definitively better than Tom Thibodeau. There isn't one. There wasn't one, and there isn't one. So then the reports were, okay, well, they're looking to take a big swing, and then that's where you lead to Udoka or Finch, potentially, or Jason Kidd. Denied. Like, the plan couldn't be, we're going to fire Tibbs and go try to poach a head coach that's under contract.
Correct.
That is a faulty plan.
100%.
But yet that is clearly what the plan is. It's not like, oh, they're trying to just give token interviews here.
Yeah, for sure. But that's why I keep going back to the owner here, because that is just, that's like a quick trigger. I'm not going to really think this through, and I don't like the way it went, or I don't like what the player said in the exit interview, or I don't like, well, whatever he doesn't like, that is the move made by person who is ultimately in charge, who's not thinking, the forward vision is not there.
Not thinking rationally and practically about this.
It's emotionally driven. Now, that's okay. Sometimes things are emotionally driven, but that's why you've got to work in conjunction with your basketball people, because the basketball people would say, hey, listen, boss, I get it. This guy said that, and this guy said that. All right, we might have to move on for him, but let's at least find out if we could get Jason from Dallas. Let's see what the Rockets are really thinking about Udoka or Finch from Minnesota. I mean, this is a very, this is a shambled mess
right, but BT, right now. Here's the thing. As I just, like, we talked this out in real time here, we've done this for the last couple weeks whenever they let Tibbs go. If it is, in fact, Dolan, then we've got major problems.
I agree.
And I'm not willing to go there yet, also because of stuff that has been reported by reputable reporters. I told you, somebody that I trust told me definitively it's Leon Rose. Now, I happen to think it's a little bit of a mix where maybe there was Dolan saying, all right, I think it's time for a change, and Rose saying, you know what, probably you can make that case, and here's Exhibit A, B, C, whatever. But this cannot be the plan. Like, I don't think Leon Rose was like, okay, yeah, let's fire Tibbs and go try to get Udoka or Finch or Kidd. I'm sure that once they made the decision to fire Tibbs, he was trying to think, okay, who's the next best guy? Mm. And you're going on down the list. But you had to know that there's a chance you might come up empty-handed. Now, it doesn't mean they're definitively not getting Jason Kidd yet. We don't know. But to me, coming up empty-handed, like, who's left on this list that's going to be definitively better than Tom Thibodeau?
Well, I mean, I like Malone more than I think you do. And I think more than the Knicks do. I mean, there just seems to be a disconnect inside of the organization, maybe from his dad, whatever it might be. Like, nobody can convince me that a guy who was born here and raised here and whose dad was on the staff and who won a championship wouldn't be target number one, but it's not. So that obviously just connect the dots, common sense. Obviously, there's an issue between the way the Knicks perceive Malone, all right? So, and Johnny Bryant's young, and I like Johnny Bryant. I'm intrigued by that, but understand this. The Wizards have a head coach. The Nets have a head coach. The Blazers have, like, I'm trying to think of, and no disrespect to the Nets, they're on the station, but like the dregs of the NBA society have coaches. And right now, as we approach mid-June with the draft coming and summer league, and by the way, the Knicks are going to have to develop some young players, so don't tell me that just because they got to the Eastern Conference Finals, the summer league means nothing. No nonsense. It's very important, and right now the Knicks don't have a coach. I do understand. I'm fully aware that by the end of our show, or Evan and Tiki, Dallas is just playing them right
now. Maybe, yeah.
They very well might be playing a game. All right, here we go. Look at these idiots. They're desperate again. Let's get another first-round pick out of them. They very well might be playing the game. Or maybe Jason Kidd is playing the Knicks, trying to get, that's something else I read this morning, trying to get a new contract, get it, you know, reworked, whatever. But the point is that even if this was the Knicks' plan, and there is not a person on the planet that can convince me that it was, it is too all over the map. There's nine things out there, guys. You can't tell me they had nine plans. But even if they did, right, it's still wrong, because Dallas has the leverage, because the Knicks are desperate. And when you go to strike a deal, the weakest possible point to do it is when the person you try to do business with knows you're desperate.
Well, and think about this. Even with the Johnny Bryant stuff that you were talking about last week, if the Knicks' plan was, okay, we want Johnny Bryant, we're moving on from Tibbs because we know we're going to go get our guy, the next young, up-and-coming, brilliant offensive mind, whatever. Okay, that would at least make sense. I wouldn't be on board with that for the reasons why I've said before. I don't like the inexperience, whatever. But at least it would have been a definitive plan. That was clearly not the plan. You wouldn't be asking permission to interview Chris Finch if that were the plan.
Yes.
These are now reported facts. Even if the plan was Jason Kidd, I can understand. You wouldn't be asking for permission to talk to Chris Finch. Or same thing with Udoka. Like, it can't be, well, our plan is either this guy or that guy or this guy. When you fire a head coach that has had as much success as Tom Thibodeau has had with the Knicks, when you say that your singular mission is to win an NBA championship, you better have somebody clear in your mind. To me, there never was that clear person out there, period.
Yep.
Under contract or not, which is why it never made sense. Mm. Pat Riley in his prime, Phil Jackson in his prime, those guys aren't, Greg Popovich, whatever, pick a great
legendary
guy. They're not there. Otherwise, it would have been clearly, here's the guy. You fire Tibbs, you go get the guy that you know is better than he is. There was never that guy to begin with, and now their action since they fired one of the best head coaches the franchise has ever seen has been, let's try for this guy. All right, no, let's try for this guy. Let's try for that guy. The fact that they're getting denied is not the biggest deal. It's more that they didn't have a clear plan.
Which is why I keep going back to the owner here. And guys, think about this. Just logically, World Wide West is as piped in and as hooked up with everybody in the global basketball community as much as anybody walking the planet. He's involved in the Knicks organization strongly. And then there's Leon Rose, who was, as everybody knows, one of the absolute power brokers and still is in the sport to this day. Are you telling me that guys with those kind of chops and those kind of contacts weren't able to reach out to Dallas? Hey, is there something we could do? We're going to move on from Tibbs if we can do this. Or the Rockets. Can we talk to Udoka? Like, these are things you do before you fire somebody, unless the owner steps in.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Charlie is calling from Bethpage. What's up, Charlie?
Good morning, BT and Sal. Good morning. How are you?
Good, Charlie. What's up?
Charlie boy.
I'm having withdrawals. I haven't spoken to you guys in such a long time because it's all been about the Knicks. But here's my Knick point. They fired the wrong guy. Rose should have been fired because the personnel out there can't take him to a championship, can't get a pass an East Coast final against Indiana, and everybody overlooked Indiana anyhow. I mean, Tibbs has done a good job. Can he do better? Could he get him over? Yes, with the personnel he could. But if you're going to fire Tibbs, you better have your ace of spades in your back pocket and flip it over and say blackjack and have your guy. Who said they were going to get Kidd or the guy in Miami? They better make sure you got something in the backup plan, and there's no backup plan. So you might as well stay with Tibbs. Me, I like Malone, but I would have kept Tibbs there.
But it shouldn't be.
I would have get the right personnel.
Good to hear from you again, Charlie. It shouldn't be backup plan. It should be, okay, we're moving on from Tibbs, even though we did a great job, because we have somebody that we know we're going after that is definitively better. Your A plan, not a backup. And I'd like somebody to tell me, and it can't be, well, they don't say anything, so the media is just guessing and this and that. Yeah, I mean, there's an element to that. There's also not just guessing. There's reporting going on. The Knicks reached out to the Mavericks and were denied. The Knicks reached out to interview Chris, Finch.
Minnesota.
Were denied.
Yep.
The Rockets had to come out and say, no, you're not getting your hands on Udoka. Like, these are actual things that happened. The Jay Wright was a big name. We even, it wasn't going to happen, but still, at least it had to come out and say, hey, that's not happening. Jay Wright does not want to go.
Hurley was
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, yeah. We talked about that a little bit, Danny, up at UConn.
I'm assuming the Knicks knew that Jay Wright was going to be available when they made this decision anyway, but show me where the Knicks are acting as if they have a clue as to where they're going here for the head coach.
I can't, and we've just done 13 or 14 minutes of radio, and we could do 3 or 4 hours, which we do every day, and I won't be able to present that to you because I don't think that they have a clue. Think about this, guys. Like, all the years, and the fear is, and I'm not saying that I believe this will happen. I think the roster's too good. But the fear, as is worst case scenario, yeah. the stark regression back to the hell days, right? I got you. We all know what we're thinking in the deepest recesses of our Knick basketball minds. Eddie Curry, Marbury, Q Ridge, broken down Stevie Francis, 9,000 coaches. We're all worried about that. The difference, though, like, this is a great job. The owner will pay. It's the best venue in the league, and it's the brightest city in the league. And, oh, yeah, by the way, as much as you and I critiquing everybody because we know it's not a championship roster perfectly, now we can bag on Cat all we want. 24-12, first, you know, started in the Eastern Conference All-Star game, second team All-NBA, Jalen Brunson, best clutch closer, statistically proven in the NBA, wings that could shoot, wings that could defend. I mean, this is a great job. So for the Knicks, and it wasn't always the case. So for the Knicks now to be scrambling when they've got so many assets and so many things going for them is incredibly disconcerting.
The biggest fear to me, and this has always been the case, is a repeat of what happened with Donnie Walsh. Donnie Walsh was finally somebody who came in that had credibility, had respect, built the Knicks up, and was in the process of building them up. And Dolan got antsy and got in the way.
Mm-hmm.
Pushed Donnie Walsh out. The rest
started
is
with the Carmelo stuff.
Whatever.
For the most part.
Yeah, exactly,
yeah, the
right.
LeBron presentation, they thought that he came across as very old and
fair
just
enough.
Not appealing.
But it, when you took the basketball guy that was building it the right way and that has a pedigree to build winning teams,
yeah.
And you overstepped him, now that's the owner's right. He can do what he wants.
Sure.
But that's where you have a problem. So my fear would be that that's happening again. I'm not sure we're there yet, but when you talk about, like, biggest fears, once that happens, the crack in the foundation becomes many cracks. Then you start springing leaks, and now you're screwed. You have to build a whole new foundation because it starts with the head coach. Then it's going to be, well, the players are going to be upset because they're not happy with who the coach is or how the organization's operating, and then just everything is off the rails, and now you're screwed. Now, that may not happen for another year, 2 years, whatever, but that's the fear to me,
yeah.
Is that if they know, and they do know if that is the case, like everybody in the building will know what the truth is.
Oh, yeah.
If they know that the owner's stepping in and throwing guys away that they like, that's how things go completely sideways, and the Knicks get back to being what they were for the last 20 years.
A laughing stock. So, and you brought this up. You brought this up right away. I'm going to give you credit on that. You brought this up right away as a possibility, not as a certainty, but, hey, whoa, all right, you want to move on from Tom Thibodeau. That's good. Understand where we were. And we all lived it, and we all know it intimately. But I was not fearful of that then because there was no way in my mind I thought that Leon Rose and Worldwide West didn't have something powerful lined up. I find that baffling that that's where we are right now.
Right, and the powerful, by the way.
Stunning, actually.
It could be anything from they believe wholeheartedly in Johnny Bryant. We could disagree, we could agree.
Sure.
But at least in their mind, hey, yeah. We need to get this guy now.
Correct. How much can you believe in Johnny Bryant when he's the fifth choice?
Right. Exactly.
Now you think about that.
And remember, there was a timeline where it could have been like, okay, like even for me who doesn't want somebody with no experience, oh, well, the Suns are about to hire him.
Yeah.
They better go get their guy who they believe is the future. That didn't happen.
No.
Suns made a different hire, and the Knicks have inquired about many other. So there was no, it's not about Johnny Bryant being the right or wrong guy. It's about them not definitively having identified the guy that they want.
That's the money point. They're not convicted. It's like, hey, knock, knock, can we talk to your coach? No. All right. Knock, knock, can we talk to your coach? No. All right. Knock. There's three teams. I mean, you keep knocking. If somebody's going to get the job.
Yeah.
And this doesn't mean that they're doomed to fail, but it reeks of. It reeks of anarchy, of a disjointed front office, different views. And I'll tell you something else. I think the Knicks may have made, even though I was okay with firing Tom Thibodeau and still am,
right.
I think their fatal flaw or sin in this whole process was empowering the players too much. They listened to those players, and they took what they said about Tom Thibodeau, whomever they were, two or three guys just bagged on Thibodeau.
And not Brunson.
Definitely not Brunson. And I believe Dolan, ownership, took that to heart and said, all right, enough is enough, and here we are.
Brad is in Mineola. What's up, Brad?
Guys, it's baseball season, but I got to call it. This is crazy. At this point, you know, Johnny Bryant, our test, maybe. Really,
he's
like,
on my list.
On that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I mean, look, we're going to get down to it. Maybe Ortiz will get a call.
Now, listen, can Leon Rose call Tibbs and say he's sorry? Like, at this point, is that like, can we get to that point?
Yeah, they're paying
like,
him anyway.
Tibbs will take the job back, I'm sure of it.
You know.
Like, I hate to say that.
I don't even think you can. Well, you know what? Let's, Sal, Let's actually have that conversation coming up.
Okay.
It's been brought up a little bit on the station.
I heard Gio mention it this morning.
Yeah, Gio mentioned it. I think another caller. I got a couple of tweets on that. Like, we can't ignore that, but I also don't want to stuff it into 20 seconds. It's a fair question, whether it's incredibly plausible or not. We got to knock that around a little bit. But right now, the Knicks are scuffling, and right now, the Knicks look like a mess.
I don't think Dolan would do it. Leon Rose might. I don't think Tibbs would reciprocate. I don't think at this point he wants to come. You saw the thank you letter he put
in the New York Times. Yeah.
Classy. No yep. surprise there. But yep. I'd be like, I'm good. I got my 30 mil regardless.
Uh-huh.
I'm good to go.
But he doesn't have the one thing that he wants, and that's a job, because there's no other jobs besides the Knicks. Now, you can lay out, do a little TV, and he's done that before. I don't think he's particularly good on TV. No disrespect. So I don't really know who's knocking down his door to go on TV again, because he already did that. He could do what Pitino did when Rick went to Greece. I mean, he could involve himself with some sort of other basketball outlet, which I would imagine a consulting or whatever. But he's got to be on the court. Now, I'm going to honestly entertain this seriously for a moment, because he has come up. It has come up. If the Knicks had a thawing of emotions and they said, wow, we were a little quick with this here. Look where we are, not getting Kidd, not getting Udoka, not getting this guy, not getting Finch, not getting Hurley, he's not the right guy, Jay Wright, though. And they actually went to him and said, Tom, would you come back? Now, first of all, I'm honestly entertaining this.
I know.
That's where we are, Sal. I don't think the owner would ever do that. Ever.
Too much pride.
Too much pride.
Stubbornness, all that.
Yep. And I don't think Tom Thibodeau would accept out of too much pride and anger for the way it went down. And
especially not now.
And from Tom Thibodeau's perspective, I wouldn't disagree. Now, it might be a little different if they fired him and there weren't nine names connected to the job and there were no names and it was quiet, and then they were like, wow, that was fast. At least Tom Thibodeau could say, all right, they didn't really have another person in mind. They just maybe reacted improperly. Maybe I could get past it. Dude, they're trying to talk to everybody.
All right, let's use this analogy.
Yes.
You're dating somebody that you love.
Okay.
You think,
By the way, how many girls have you actually dated that you loved?
Oh, I was a sucker for that.
Was it a couple? Like every girl you dated? You weren't that guy who fell in love with.
Like,
please tell me you weren't that guy.
Yeah, I was a little bit of
a... You fell in love?
I gotta be honest. Yeah. Not like right away, but...
sucker.
I know, I could have used some of your toughness back then. I was such a wuss. But anyway, so you're dating somebody and you're thinking it's great, and then you find out that she doesn't want to be with you any longer.
Okay.
And then you find out like a week later she's asking this guy out.
She's with somebody else.
And not even with somebody else. She's asking all of them out to go on dates. And you're like, what? This guy? You think he's better than me? What? That guy?
Mm-hmm.
And then she keeps getting denied. And then 2 weeks later, it's like, hey, maybe I made a mistake.
She circles back. How would I handle that?
Yes.
How hot is she?
Well, in Tibbs' eyes, it's his dream job with the Knicks, so...
I mean, if she's a 7, I slam the door in her face. If she's a 10, I say...
But you dated her, obviously...
I don't know. I get the point.
Obviously, it's high because you loved her, you dated her.
Yeah.
In Tibbs' mind, the Knicks are the best girl that he could be with.
True, but you got to have self-respect, and Tom does.
So that's kind of my point. Like, me, I might be like, take me back, yes, I love it. But you would be like, come on, get the hell out of here. You went from me, you left me, and you go start dating. Like, that's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, old me is different than new me. Like, new me now, I'd be like, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I'm Sal. I'm on TV.
Back then, I was like, please come back. I need you. But you see the point. I don't think that it's realistic to think that Tibbs would ever do that. Now, you can't go back. Maybe in a year, 2 years, maybe.
Billy Martin, how many times did George bring him back?
But was he actually sober when he was making those decisions?
Was he what? George was sober.
No, I'm talking about Billy. Having to go back. There's two sides of it.
Yeah.
Yes, obviously it's going to take the owner to own up and say, hey, like in this particular case, it would take Dolan to say, hey, we made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I'm truly sorry.
And that's where the conversation ends, because that's not happening. I don't think that would ever happen.
But at least if you got that part.
Let's say that it did. All right, so Dolan's like, oh, my mistake, owns up.
You're right,
or
that would never happen. But hypothetically, to get Tibbs to come back, it would start with that.
Uh-huh.
Taking true ownership and accountability of, hey, I'm sorry, we made a mistake. I overreacted listening to some players.
Mm-hmm.
We thought maybe there was going to be somebody else out there that we felt was better, but you know what? We miscalculated, and it was a terrible mistake. And Tom, I'm truly, truly sorry.
Mm-hmm.
We would love to correct this wrong and bring you back.
Okay, how many extra years are you tacking on to the 30 million they just gave you? We could start with that.
But exactly. So at least that,
Show me that you're serious.
I'm taking a nice slice of humble pie right there, being the owner saying all that.
You are, absolutely. And if you did that, I would have great respect. I don't think that would happen. But even if that did happen, even if Dolan brought himself to that place, and even if Tom was receptive and eventually received that message in a way that he said, okay, bygones be bygones, I'm coming back, it still won't work because there are multiple players on that team who don't want to play for him.
Yeah, it's a mess. It's not realistic. Look, there are a list of names. If I give you a list of names out here, let's assume that the ones who they were denied are off the list. Like, I still believe Jason Kidd might be a possibility.
Dallas might be playing the game a little bit here.
Let's rule him out for now. I mean, Jeff Van Gundy.
I'm not interested in Jeff. I know you do. That ship has sailed.
Johnny Bryant.
I like Johnny.
And I'm not interested in him.
But I also like Johnny from day one. You know that.
How about, I'll give you one.
Okay.
Pitino. You're not going to like it because you're going to steal him away from St. John's, but I got to be honest with you.
Can you get me in the Knicks radio booth? I'll join him. Nah, it's just... Now, are you having fun or is that a... Because I want to see how much I answer this. Honestly.
The Knicks need a head coach.
I know they do. And he used to coach him. And to me, he's the greatest coach.
And by the way, he said no, he wouldn't do it. I know that. But it is a little different if Jim Zolan goes... Yeah. And Leon Rose, hey, coach, we need 3 years from you.
Okay.
Or whatever, 2 years.
All right, a couple of things with Rick. And I've gotten asked this quite a bit, actually, so it's not...
I want a great coach. He's a great coach.
He's the best, in my opinion. Now, he also, you got to understand, Rick, we asked him, we had him on the show, we straight up asked him, he said no. He said no, but he also, I think he learned his lesson from being so definitive like he was when he was hired at Iona. I understood why he did it then. You want to show respect to Iona. You were out of the game. You were in Greece, and Iona said, hey, here's a lifeline. We're going to save you. So you want to do the right thing. And even though he left Iona, he did say, this is my last job, no doubt. Okay, so there's two aspects here. Do I think that Rick Pitino would ever take any other job outside of New York, meaning John's,
no chance,
or the 0%
chance. Lakers, it doesn't matter.
None.
Never. Right.
He ain't leaving. He wants to play wing foot. He's got a great life. He's set with that. All right. I don't know if the Knicks would ask him. I actually think if I didn't have this conversation with Rick, I would have been a little worried maybe if they came to him. He flat out told me, over drinks, and I told you the story up in Providence in the snowstorm.
Right, the energy for...
He's like, I cannot coach this way anymore. Now, I also think that the pro game has changed quite a bit. I also think that his style is the exact opposite offensively of Tom Thibodeau, and it might actually fit the roster of, I don't want to see him leave St. John's. I don't think the Knicks will ask him.
But if they did...
But he's Rick Pitino, and if they did... Man, I don't know what he'd say, dude.
It's got to be.
I think he would have to be a little bit more intrigued than he let on.
I would think.
You have to.
And the only reason why I even bring him up, and I'm not saying it's realistic from either side.
I don't think it is, okay, but he's Rick Pitino.
Yeah, but they need a head coach. Who would you rather have trying to win a championship? Their words, not mine. Singular focus on winning a championship.
Yep.
Their window was short, so the age of Pitino shouldn't really matter here. Tell me who's a definitively better coach.
By the way, he's only 4 years older than Tom Thibodeau.
Okay, so tell me who's definitively better. I love Jeff Van Gundy.
Yep.
I think he's a great coach. Rick Pitino, a proven great coach.
Yep.
Where are the other guys here? Johnny Bryant's not proven in anything
yet
as far as being a head coach.
Player development, but no, I'm with you.
You know the other guys I have on the list right now?
Go.
Meta. I mean, it sounds crazy, but...
Meta.
Is it?
I mean, yes, he's not getting the Knicks. As awesome as he is.
Who is getting it?
It's not Meta.
Deny.
Yeah.
I'd take Meta.
Anybody else on the list?
Yeah, one more.
Who?
Rick Brunson.
Get the hell out of here, Rick Brunson.
All right, well, you give me your names. Give me the list of viable.
Well, I'm Malone and Johnny Bryant. And that's the position I believe that they will pivot, if this story with Dallas rebuffing them is true. That's where I think they go. What are those two men?
I still think, if I had to bet money on who the next head coach is going to be, I'm still going down with the ship with Jason Kidd. I can't imagine them settling for inexperience with Johnny Bryant. I don't think they're going the Malone route.
Mm-hmm.
The other guys that I mentioned, Van Gundy probably doesn't want to be with the guard, and they probably still don't want him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, as much as I love to see Meta, that's not happening.
Every time you say it, I just crack up.
It was fun.
Meta.
Who would you bet on right now?
Bryant. That's where I put my money. More so than Kidd. I think that, I think Dallas is serious about keeping him. I think he loves Dallas. And I don't think the Knicks have enough to really, you know, change Dallas's tune on what they'd give up. And by the way, I'm not giving up that much for Jason Kidd.
Yeah,
Jason Kidd's good. Let's not make it seem like he's Rhett Holmes, but Jason Kidd.
I wouldn't either.
And it comes to all the off-the-court stuff, too. I mean, we've conveniently ignored that to an extent. How many championships has he won? And he's got a lot of stuff off the court.
Yeah.
Jason Kidd is not, at least in the past, been a good guy.
We talked about this yesterday. I saw Vaccaro writing about it as well.
Oh, did Mike write about that?
It was either last night's post or today. I read it yesterday. So
okay.
I'm not sure if it was in yesterday's post or today's, but I read it online. Yeah, just talking. He didn't get into detail about the off-the-court issues, but referenced it and also talking about how Kidd has, you know, he's got his way out of the Nets to go to the Bucks. Like, there's been some issues with Jason Kidd here.
A little slippery.
We talked about that yesterday with having Meta on, how I think Meta is just a better person than Jason Kidd. Just a gut feel. Before we break, and we'll get back to the calls, 888-808-1019. You can't feel better about Johnny Bryan today than you did a week ago.
No, and I know why you asked me that, because if the Knicks were so convicted that he was absolutely their guy, Tom was fired, the next day we saw a rumbling, it's going to be Bryant, then 2 days later, Bryant's introduced to the coach, that would tell me that they were so committed to him, and that would make me feel good. I know he's very well respected around the NBA. Player personnel, development, young mind, innovative, but the fact that his name was connected to the job right away, but they've gone in seven or eight other directions tells me that they don't view him the way I thought they did, which, to answer your question, worries me.
Right, and from even
doesn't
my
mean it can't work out.
Correct.
But, you know.
From my perspective, I didn't want him to begin with, but at least if it was with conviction, he's the guy, I would have felt like, okay, well, I feel better about it because it was definitive. They wanted to make sure he didn't get hired by anybody else first. He was clearly their guy in mind. They believe he could take him to the next level. That is not the case anymore. I'm annoyed. I was enjoying my bagel here. Somebody brought breakfast in, so there's bagels sitting out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you get here way earlier than I do.
I usually walk in around, Jerry's just kind of walking into his update, right around 8:20.
Okay, so you usually come in around an hour after that, me personally. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you saw the other breakfast that I guess they had. People
like
brought
the fish?
I don't get into that. I don't like that Boomer's either. Thing, not the that. Locks or whatever.
The locks, yeah.
I go to Hoff. I asked you, there's bagels out there. You still want one? I go to Hoff. Would you have a bagel? He goes, you're damn right. He goes, actually, because I was asking them which one he went with. You know, I was just curious.
Sure. What was his choice, by the way?
He said he had a sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich that was
Where
there.
The hell are they?
And that's what I'm saying. Where was that?
It was with all the other bagels.
I did not see those.
See? If I saw
I don't know about that. I examined that bag pretty thoroughly.
I got to it around 10:15.
10:15?
Yeah.
And you didn't tell us. That's Sal's point, obviously.
But the bagels were there since, 8:30, 9 o'clock?
I wasn't going to have anything, but then I'm like, I'm kind of, whatever. I can't walk past it and not have anything, especially if I'm a little hungry.
I know.
But if I were to... At least a sausage, egg, and cheese, a little bit better than just a bagel with cream cheese.
For sure. I'm not a big cream cheese on the bagel guy. I like the butter. And I put it in the microwave for 30 seconds, let it melt a little bit so the butter gets really out.
No toasting a bagel?
I don't like to toast it.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't like to toast bagels.
All right, anyway, Hoff, thanks for the heads up.
Week.
You're welcome. Come on.
Thanks, buddy.
Now I'm upset at myself. All right, BT and Sal on the fan. Conversation is the Knicks head coaching vacancy as they keep getting denied by guys that they're interested in after firing one of the more successful head coaches that they've ever had. Chris is calling from Michigan. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys, give me a second, and I'll get to my point, and then I have a question for Hoff, actually. So I think what I'm seeing is I am only given 6 good years as a Knicks fan and then about 20 suffering years.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm seeing is Dolan was so busy with the Sphere out in Vegas, and now that that's completed and it's doing its thing and making him money, he's back to doing what he was doing before. I don't want this to be true. But that's just kind of how I feel.
I don't believe
that. Now, real quick.
Keep going. I don't believe that. I don't think that's fair.
Okay.
That part.
I hope that's not true.
Uh-huh.
I do. So real quick. Sal, just bought a house. First time homeowner with a pool. I'm going to be joining that club.
Congrats.
Probably polishing off a bunch of stir sides. To you guys, have a happy Father's Day this weekend.
Thanks,
Let's
buddy.
Let's go Met.
Yeah.
I'm happy that happy Jeff is back, as Frankie would say. And Hoff, my question real quick. It goes way back. Is your son still rocking that Marlins hat? You can't let him do that, buddy. You guys have a great weekend.
Oh, the little land, because the Jazz Chisholm was his favorite player.
Yeah,
right?
Dude, he rocks everything. I mean, it doesn't make a difference whether he's got a Kershaw jersey, he rocks a Marlin jersey. But no, he's switched now to full-time Yankee gear in different colors.
He has.
Right, wow. That makes more sense.
Well, look at the hat I got to bring in for him.
Oh,
this
love
is our
that.
Little League when we walked around Yankee Stadium about 2 weeks ago. We got a little logo here. I brought one. This is actually from Marash. We don't have enough Yankee fans around here.
Oh, come on. We got too many Yankee fans around.
We got
none.
It's me, Keith, and Marash.
Yeah, it's three too many. You, Keith, Marash,
McMonagle.
No,
I forgot about Chris. My bad.
I'm thinking in my mind.
Dove. Dove has got his hands up like, hello. Yeah. We are now.
That is true.
Does he count?
Well, he does. I love Dove. Boomer and Geo, Mets. You, Mets. Hoff,
Tiki's
Mets.
A Yankee fan.
Evan, Mets. Tiki, agnostic.
He's a Yankee fan. What are you talking about?
You know, I can joke because I know him.
He was wearing the Yankee hat.
He's turned into a Yankee fan over the years. Trust me.
Has he?
Yes, he
did
has.
Did he watch the game last night?
Yes, he did.
How do you know?
I don't, but I'm going to back up.
All right, Seiya is in Queens. Seiya?
Yes. BC, yes. Sal, what's going on?
What's up, Seiya?
What's up?
How you doing, man? So you basically tell me with the Knicks that we fired our coach so we could pick up another team's coach?
Yeah, it's pretty much the plan, huh? Good one.
We're a New York coach-titute?
I don't know what they're doing.
So I got two things to say. How about this name? No one's saying this name at all. Sam Cassell.
Somebody has said that name. Sam has been grinded away as an assistant and is incredibly respected. I don't like Sam for this spot necessarily, but I think Sam Cassell deserves an NBA job.
Okay, so I got something else.
Mm-hmm.
When I look back at the ineptitude of the Knicks, let's talk about this. Let's play a little game real quick. I want you guys to figure this out.
Go ahead.
So since 2000, the year 2000, there's been 25 years, right? And there's been 25 different teams in the finals. The Knicks are one of the four teams who haven't been there. Can you name the other three? Thank you, guys.
Did the
Grizzlies make one? Am I forgetting that? It's probably last year, the way things go.
Don't know. Don't really care. Sorry. We can think about that off the air. All we're worried about is the Knicks, and they haven't been there nearly enough. I am intrigued.
The Wizards have to be one, right? There's one for you.
Right.
I'll throw you a bone there.
I don't think the Grizzlies were either, were they?
I don't think so. I would say Wizards, Philly, Grizz.
What year did Philly make it? Didn't they make it the year with Iverson?
That was 99. Oh, no, that was. That was posted. You're right. They lost 4-5 to the Lakers. That's true. The Wizards.
It is fun to think about. Can't count the Sonics. Obviously, the Thunder are part of that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Whatever. Anyway, what about Sam Cassell? Why, as we both tried to... Hornets? Did we say the Hornets?
We have not said
the
Hornets.
Yeah, they weren't in the finals.
Good job right there.
Right?
Okay. No.
Even the Pelicans. I don't know which organization. There's the Hornets. There's the Pelicans.
Either way.
It might be two.
There you go.
All right, anyway,
maybe it's
so
a trick question. Those are two right there.
I think that's it. Where is Sam Cassell an assistant? I have not heard... Where did you see his name, more importantly?
I read it somewhere. I mean, Sammy's been coaching for a long time.
I hated him as a player, but that means that he was... Like, I hated him because of what he did to the Knicks with the Rockets in 1990, you know, the 93-94 finals.
Oh, he was a good player.
Yeah. He was a terrific player.
He's still with the Celtics, right?
With the Celtics.
But how many years, I mean?
Yeah, he's bounced around. Noah's an assistant.
He
2023.
All right, but he's been grinding for a while. Like, I've seen him on a bench for a long time. Hold on, playing career.
I got it right here.
You got it. Thank you.
I have Washington Wizards from 2008 to 2014.
I mean, that's...
Clippers 2014 to 2020, again, assistant. 2020 to 2023 with the 76ers assistant, and then now with the Celtics.
The guy's been an assistant for almost 20 years. Give a sniff.
He's right.
The hell, man.
I know, but
I don't know.
You
man, I got to be
Knicks?
Honest. Medicine's more entertaining, and he's hasn't coached at all.
He knows New York better. Well, he's coaching Division II women.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he is. I don't want Cassell for the Knicks. I do believe he deserves an opportunity, but you know, it doesn't mean we got to give it to him.
Chris is calling from Ronkonkoma. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys, before I give you my coaching idea, instead of asking Dallas for Jason Kidd, why don't you try to get Anthony Davis? Do a package with Cat and try to go and settle your defense up and get one of the best players in the league. But the coach that I want to let you guys know, and maybe this is on the back burner, if Rick Carlisle loses, why don't you go after him? The guy who knocked out your team in the last 2 years.
Well, why would the Pacers let him go?
Yeah.
I mean, why would anybody let any coach go?
Right. Some would say the same about the Knicks. Why would they let Tibbs go? Yeah, here's the problem, Chris. He's another guy that's under contract. So maybe the Knicks call them and say, hey, we'd really love to get our hands on Carlisle. And they say, denied.
Yeah.
Just like they've been for every other guy that they're trying to get here. The Knicks have no problem identifying a good head coach. The problem is they're not available. They're all taken. That's an issue. Where's the plan?
Well,
the plan can't be let's fire our good guy to go hire somebody else that's already hired.
It's just too reactive at that point. There's just not enough forethought for me. I get it, and I'm okay with Tom Thibodeau being fired. I mean, I was coming in complaining, pick and roll D, three-point line defense, transition defense. From a basketball perspective, I pointed out what bothered me. I backed it up with some numbers and some evidence, circumstantial and numbers, and I said I thought he deserved to be fired. But where we are right now is beyond confounding. The Knicks right now, it is, they're a circus right now.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.